feels right. That's how a superhero learns to fly.
Hello there, beautiful souls, and a very warm welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Mickey Ruthman, life and business transformation coach, speaker, and author. And this podcast channel is the next best thing to having myself, as well as my own personal coaches and mentors, right there on the journey with you as your own personal coaches and mentors while you are partaking in the personal and business development and growth journey. So a warm welcome to you if you've just joined us for the first time, and I really hope that you are going to enjoy this week's episode. So have you ever found yourself in a situation where there's something that you are trying to either manifest or attract into your life, or that you desire to have, but it simply just isn't happening for you? In fact, it feels like it's happening for everybody else around you. So if that is you, do stay put, because that is what I'll be chatting about on this week's episode. And we'll be looking at this one small little thing that even the nicest of us as people, or the most spiritual of us, do or have done at some point in time, very subconsciously, that really makes us literally unattractive to the very thing that we're trying to manifest or attract into our lives, or that we desire. So do stay put if you want to find out more about this. I really hope you're going to enjoy this episode of Food for Thought. And if you haven't already, please do go and subscribe. Please go and rate and review this podcast channel, because it really is the only way that I get to reach my vision with it, which is to serve and help as many people as I possibly can. So without further ado, here we go. Here is this week's episode of Food for Thought. Enjoy. Right, so as I mentioned in the intro to this week's episode, you may have experienced at some point in time that there is something that you are praying for, that you desire to have in your life, that you perhaps have been trying to manifest or attract into your life. And for some or other reason, it's just not happening. Or what happens very often is a whole bunch of people around you start getting that very thing that you want. And you kind of don't understand, heck, why is everybody else getting this? But it's just not happening for me. And if you've had an experience like that, or currently going through an experience like that, I want to tell you that you're not alone. This has happened to me. And it was, what was weird is it was more than, you know, I had already been on the spiritual awakening and conscious living journey for over a year when I experienced this for the first time. But I have since also seen that it kind of is a milestone on our personal development, self-awareness journey, because at some point in time, we have to face this. We have to work with this one shadow side of ourselves in order for it not to hold us back further down the line in our lives. So I've seen this happen to the best of people, the most spiritual of people. So if this has happened to you, you are not alone. So just back to when I experienced this for the first time, which was not so long ago. It was about a year and a half to 2 years ago. And it was at a time where I had decided that finally I am ready to tell the universe that I'm ready for my husband. For very long, I wasn't ready to get married. I wanted to work on my career and on myself first. But at that stage, I had decided I'm open to it. Like, I'm ready to now meet my life partner, my partner for life. Okay. And at that stage, as I was putting this out into the universe, this intention, this desire, and trying to manifest my life partner, all of a sudden, every single one of my single girlfriends started attracting partners. And some of them, you know, they had already been married before and divorced, or they just got out of a relationship and they were back into a new one again. And it wasn't just with wishy-washy guys. It was with really, really awesome people that they ended up attracting into their lives. And I found myself at a stage really at odds with myself, because, Here I was, I'm not the kind of person who is envious or jealous or does not want good things, especially for my friends. I love my friends and I really want them to be happy. So I couldn't really understand why I had this iffy, yucky feeling towards them getting the very thing that I want. And on top of it, my mind was telling me that on top of that, it's not, you know, they've already been married once. I've never been married. And here they're already attracting their next partner. And I haven't even attracted the first one yet. So I kind of remember that there was a thought that went through my head at some stage that said, you know, if they could just get out of the pool for a short while till I catch my first fish, they can continue fishing. But I really was at odds with myself because I wanted good things for my friends and I didn't want to feel this way. And I couldn't really identify what it was that I was feeling because, you know, today I can look back and see it was probably some, you know, some degree of jealousy or resentment, perhaps a little bit of envy, but not necessarily towards them. It was literally just because my desire was so big that I couldn't understand why I'm not getting it. I haven't even gotten it the first time and they're already getting it the second time around. So what happens usually in that situation is we either start going on a journey or a thinking pattern of, well, perhaps it's because I'm not good enough or they're just lucky and I'm not. Or maybe it wasn't ordained for me, but it's ordained for them, which I want to tell you today is the biggest load of BS. That is what your mind and your ego mind will end up telling you. But I really went inward to investigate this because A, I wasn't feeling good about feeling that way. I wanted to be happy for the people I care about in my life, that they were finding their life partners. And I didn't want to give up on finding mine either or feel that I wasn't worthy of attracting a life partner like I was feeling at that stage. And when I went inward and I really started working with this, my inner guidance started leading me down a path of recognizing that one of the milestones on our awakening, conscious awakening journey and of being self-aware, living a lifestyle of self-awareness, which at that point I had been living for a year and a half to 2 years already. One of the milestones that we kind of get to is to firstly start realizing that, you know, it's an ego trait or characteristic to think that if one has, there's less for me. Or if someone else gets, I'm not getting, all right? Because that is the ego's point of view. Soul does not think that way, which is the opposite of ego. Soul says that there is more than enough of everything for everyone. And, you know, one is, we're all exactly the same. We're all connected. One is not better than the other. One doesn't get more opportunities or gifts or is able to attract more than another. All of that stuff is ego. Soul does not believe that. So that was the first thing I needed to identify, is that that was my ego telling me that I'm separate from others and that I'm in competition almost with them. And if you think about it, that's really what causes jealousy, envy, resentment towards other people when they achieve something or get something or attract something that you genuinely desire and want to attract into your own life as well. And the other thing that I identified when I went deeper into this and did the inner work around it was to realize that, you know, when we go into that energy of thinking thoughts along the lines of jealousy or fear even or separateness, all of that stuff, envy, resentment, that is a very low vibrational energy. So if I'm trying to attract something into my life that is a high vibrational energy, I am not vibrating at the right frequency to attract the thing that I want. I'm actually busy repelling it. I become unattractive to the very thing that I want by having those thoughts, those feelings, and vibrating at that lower energy. So here's the thing is when I really worked with this and looked at the situation from a different perspective and really just became more self-aware of what I was thinking, what my thought patterns were, where they were coming from, and why I was thinking along those lines, which, by the way, we don't have time to go into it in this episode, but it came from limiting beliefs from past experiences from my childhood that led to my ego mind kind of going in that direction of it's because I'm not good enough and other people are better and other people deserve and I don't. But besides all of that happening, I sat there one day and I felt my internal guidance sort of draw a picture in my mind's eye of myself having this magnetic field around me. Now, we are all energy, right? And so is everything else on this earth. And that's how we attract certain things into our lives, is based on energy. And it's based on the energy that we're vibrating at. And that energy is caused through our thoughts. And our thoughts, by the way, are caused from our beliefs. But whatever we're thinking is the energy or the emotion we're having, which is creating a certain energetic vibration. So in my mind's eye, I kind of saw myself standing and I saw this energy field around me. It was like a circle that formed. And in that same energetic field, there was obviously pieces of this energetic field or parts of this energetic field that were closer to me than the outer sides or ring of this energy field that was formed around me. And if you think about it, your friends are people who are really close to you. Like if they're the closest to me in that energy field, they're not on the outskirts of the energy field. So what my inner guidance led me to understand in that moment is the fact that I had already attracted the thing that I wanted and desired so close to me that it's already showing up in my innermost closest circle around me was something to celebrate, because it means I am attracting it that much closer to me. If it's already showing up in the energy field that is immediately around me, which is my closest people, my friends, right? So instead of looking at it as somebody else is getting something I want, I started getting excited because I was like, whoa, it's already showing up so close to me that it must be really close for me to attract it myself. All right. And the second thing I had to realize, or that I was led to understand about all of this, was that we actually go into such a headspace of envy and all of that, that we don't identify what's going on within us, so that we can heal that and change our energy and our thoughts and our beliefs in order to attract that thing and not repel it or not push it away. But what I needed to realize is that we as people are all mirrors to each other. Every single one of us is mirroring stuff back to each other. All right. So I want you for a second, wherever you're sitting right now, is to think of that person. We all have that person in our mind's eye that we look up to and think, wow, that's what I want to achieve. That's what I'd like to have for my life. Or that's who I look up to, who I, not envy, envy is the wrong word, but just someone that you kind of look up to, all right? And we all have that person in our lives that we look at and we just go, wow, that is what I am striving towards and, you know, aspiring to be one day or to have one day. And I want you to get a picture of that person in your mind right now. Just close your eyes wherever you're sitting. Envision that person, envision their life, the characteristics of them, their life, their business, their success, whatever it is that made you choose that person that you look up to. I want you to look at that as if you are looking into a mirror. Because all that that person is doing, the reason why you look at them, and this is something that looks attractive to you, it looks like something you want as well, is they are literally just mirroring to you what is possible for you as well. They're modeling that to you. Because here's the thing, every single one of us have been given the exact same capabilities, the exact same universal support around us, to create exactly the lives that we want. So the fact that one person is able to achieve that is literally just modeling to the rest of us what is possible and capable for every single one of us. So it becomes that much easier to look at somebody else who's achieving and celebrate their achievements, the things that they're receiving, the things that are showing up for them in their lives, that they're manifesting, their success, their happiness, their love, whatever it is. And to look at that then and celebrate it for them and be happy for them, because all they're doing, and actually get happy for you too, by the way, but all they're doing is modeling to you what is possible to you as well. So I realized that it really is a change in perspective that needed to happen in order for my thoughts to start changing around that thing. and in turn for my energy to start changing so that I don't repel the very things I want by being envious and jealous and resentful of other people getting the very things that I'm trying to attract or that I desire in my life, but actually starting to look at it from the perspective of, oh my gosh, it's gotten so close to me already that it is in my inner circle already. So it must be close to reaching me because I've already attracted it that close to me. And secondly, by looking at it as, wow, this is awesome because that means that this person is showing me what's also possible and what I am capable of, what can also happen for me. So it really is a perspective change, guys. So I want you for a second to look at, what is that thing that you perhaps have been trying to attract into your life or that you desire or you've perhaps been trying to manifest it, but you've been resisting it and repelling it by getting upset or envious or jealous or feeling not worthy of or less than if someone else is getting it and not you yet, right? Because that means you're literally pushing that thing away. You're repelling it. You're becoming unattractive to the very thing that you want by radiating that energy or giving out that energy, okay? So it really is a matter of identifying where you perhaps have been doing this. And like I said at the beginning of the episode as well, it's not even a conscious thing that we're doing. For me, it was very subconscious. I just knew that I was happy for my friends, but something in me was really sad or felt really left out that everyone else was getting what I was wanting. And I had to literally go sit and do the inner work around it to identify what was going on with me. What was it that I was feeling and experiencing and why was it bugging me so much? So it really comes down to turning inward. Take your focus off of what everybody else is getting and having and experiencing and attracting into their lives and turn inward to see, all right, so how have I possibly been holding back or pushing away the very thing that I want by experiencing any form of subconscious jealousy, envy, resentment, or resistance towards the very thing that I am trying to attract or manifest or that I desire to have in my own life? And then change your perspective on that. Change your thoughts, change your perspective, because that is what's going to change your energy and make you attractive for that very thing that you desire and want to have in your life. I really, really hope that this has helped you and it's helped you to understand perhaps why that thing hasn't reached you yet that you're trying to manifest or attract or that you desire in your own life. And how you can start flipping that around to change your energy to become more attractive to that very thing. And I really hope that you're going to go implement this as well. And I'd love to hear what happened after you changed your perspective on it, got excited about what's really going on here, that it's getting so close to you, and that someone else is mirroring back to you what's possible for you as well. I'd love to hear some of your aha moments, your takeaways from this episode, as well as how you're now going to go and action this to change your perspective on it and get excited. And I'd love to hear what happened with that very thing that you're trying to attract and manifest and that you desire after you've done this. So please do go leave me a comment. Connect with me on social media. Take a screenshot of this podcast as you're listening to it. Tag me in it on social media. I have left my Instagram and Facebook links for you in the show notes as well. I'd love to connect with you over there as well. But do share with me on your journey how this has helped you and what happened once you actually flipped the script on that thing and changed your perspective, changed your energy to attract the thing that you want. So once again, thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Food Fourth Thought. I do hope you enjoyed it. And just a quick reminder to please go to this podcast channel on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, rate, and review it, because that is the only way that I get to reach my vision with this podcast channel, which is to serve, help, and reach as many people as I possibly can through it. So I really would appreciate that. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode next week, once again on Food for Thought. And as always, I'm playing out either with just one of my favorite songs or a song that has meaning to me. I hope you enjoyed, guys. See you next week.